Hello, this is Belinda Noah, and this is the fourth in a series of podcasts that I will be bringing to you concerning securities laws, featuring Princess Hialeah as the issuer. So if you haven't done so, please make sure that you listen to the first three episodes. Now, there are many strategies that will allow Princess Hialeah to include accredited and unaccredited investors because the Securities and Exchange Commission exemptions promote capital formation by reducing the cost of offering securities to investors. The most common exemptions under the registration requirements include private offerings to a limited number of persons or institutions, offerings of limited size, intrastate offerings, and securities of municipal, state, and federal governments. Because Princess Hialeah's company would like to limit the offer to Florida investors, I recommend that the company comply with exemption section 3A2 of the Securities Act and Florida statute section 517.161. These laws are known as the intrastate offering exemption. This exemption seeks to facilitate the financing of local business operations. To qualify for the intrastate offering exemption, a company must be organized in the state where it is offering the securities, carry out a significant amount of its business in that state, and make offers and sales only to residents of that state. The intrastate exemption does not limit the size of the offering or the number of purchasers. However, the offering is subject to state securities laws. Now, Princess Hialeah and I discuss Regulation D, Rule 504, that provides an exemption from registration for securities offerings of less than $5 million within a 12-month period. Under Rule 504, Princess Hialeah's company may offer, sell the securities to an unlimited number of accredited and unaccredited investors. Under the Regulation D, Rule 504 exemption, Princess Hialeah's company is not required to provide any specific information or disclosures to potential investors, so long as the company does not violate the anti-fraud prohibitions of the federal securities laws. On the next episode, we will discuss in more detail Regulation D, Rule 506B, and additional exemptions. So until next time, this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you.